So in the first chapter, concerning the response of Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah to the Christian letter, in the first chapter he asserted the following. In the first chapter he asserted the following idea, or the following basic matter, that the religion of Allah, that the religion of Allah, of all the prophets rather, and messengers and their followers, is Islam. He is putting an introduction now in order to respond completely for every point raised by the Christian priest. So he said, rahimahullah, he said, Muhammad Deen, which Allah chose for himself, is Islam. Muhammad Deen, which Allah chose for himself, is Islam. The religion, he said, the religion that Allah has sent with the first and the last and the final messengers. No religion will be accepted from anyone other than Islam. No religion, he asserted, will be accepted from anyone other than Islam, neither from the first nor from the last of creation. And it is the religion of the prophets and their followers, as Allah the Most High informed concerning Nuh, concerning Nuh alayhi salam, and those after him until the time of the disciples, meaning the followers of Jesus, of Isa alayhi salam. From chapter 10, Surah Yunus, chapter 10, verse 71. Chapter 10, verse 71. وَاتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ نَبَأَ نُوحٍ إِذْ قَالَ لِقَوْمِهِ يا قومي إن كان كبر عليكم مقامي وتذكيري بآيات الله فعلى الله توكلت فأجمعوا أمركم وشركاءكم ثم لا يكن أمركم عليكم غمة ثم اقضوا إلي ولا تنظرون. And recite to them the news of Nuh, of Nuh alayhi salam, when he said to his people, O my people, if my stay with you and my reminding you of the ayat, of the proofs and evidences and the verses and the lessons of Allah is hard on you, then I put my trust in Allah. So devise your plot, you and your partners, and let not your plot be in doubt for you. Then pass your sentence on me and give me no respite. فَإِن تَوَلَّيْتُمْ فَمَا سَأَلْتُكُمْ مِنْ أَجْرٍ. The next verse please. فَإِن تَوَلَّيْتُمْ فَمَا سَأَلْتُكُمْ مِنْ أَجْرٍ إِنْ أَجْرِيَ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ وَأُمِرْتُ أَنْ أَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. But if you turn away, if you turn away from accepting my doctrine of Islamic monotheism of Tawheed, then no reward have I asked of you. My reward is only from Allah, and I have been commanded to be one of the Muslims, meaning those who submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in obedience. And he, Allah the Exalted, Allah said about Ibrahim, about Prophet Ibrahim, وَمَنْ يَرْغَبُ عَنْ مِلَّةِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ إِلَّا مَنْ سَفِهَ نَفْسَهُ وَلَقَدِ اصْطَفَيْنَاهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَإِنَّهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ لَمِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. And who turns away from the religion of Ibrahim, of Abraham, meaning on the religion of Tawheed, except him who befools himself? Truly we chose him in this world, and verily in the hereafter he will be among the righteous. إذ قال له ربه أسلم. This is the point. إذ قال له ربه أسلم قال أسلمت لرب العالمين. When his Lord said to him, submit, meaning that is be a Muslim, he said, I have submitted myself as a Muslim to the Lord of the Alameen, of all that exists. Not only that, but this is what Ibrahim willed and recommended for his offspring, as Allah says, this is what he enjoined, وَوَصَّى بِهَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ بَنِيهِ وَيَعْقُوبُ يَا بَنِيَّ إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَى لَكُمُ الدِّينَ. فلا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. This is all in the Quran chapter 2 verses 130 and 131. And this submission to Allah, Islam, was enjoyed by Ibrahim, by Abraham upon his sons, and by Yaqub, Jacob, saying, this is their enjoyment to their offspring. O my sons, Allah has chosen for you the true religion, then die not except in the faith of Islam as Muslims on Tawheed. And He, Allah the Most High, told us about Yusuf, about Joseph, the trustworthy, that on the tongue of Yusuf, the invocation that Yusuf made, رَبِّ قَدْ آتَيْتَنِي مِنَ الْمُلْكِ وَعَلَّمْتَنِي مِنْ تَأْوِيلِ الْأَحَادِيثِ فَاطِرَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ أَنْتَ وَلِيِّي فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ تَوَفَّنِي مُسْلِمًا وَأَلْحِقْنِي بِالصَّالِحِينَ. As in Surah Yusuf 12 verse 101, My Lord, you have indeed bestowed on me of the sovereignty and taught me something of the interpretations of dreams. The only creator of the heavens and the earth, you are. And you are my wali, my protector, my helper, my supporter, my guardian in this world and in the hereafter. Cause me to die as a Muslim. Look at this, the same thing in the enjoined, what was enjoined by Ibrahim and by Yaqub and Jacob to his sons. Cause me to die as Muslim, the one submitting to your will, and join me with the righteous. And join me with the righteous. And He, Allah, also, subhanahu wa ta'ala, said about Musa, about Moses, وَقَالَ مُوسَى يَا قَوْمِ إِن كُنْتُمْ آمَنْتُمْ بِاللَّهِ فَعَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلُوا إِن كُنْتُمْ مُسْلِمِينَ. As in chapter 10, in Surah Yunus, verse 84, And Musa, Moses said, O my people, if you have believed in Allah, then put your trust in Him if you are Muslims. Put your trust in Him if you are Muslims. And He, the Most High, told about the magicians at the time of the Pharaoh, at the time of Fir'aun, that they said to Fir'aun, they told him, وَمَا تَنْقِمُ مِنَّا إِلَّا أَنْ آمَنَّا بِآيَاتِ رَبِّنَا لَمَّا جَاءَتْنَا رَبَّنَا أَفْرِغْ عَلَيْنَا صَبْرًا وَتَوَفَّنَا مُسْلِمِينَ. As in Surah Al-A'raf, which is chapter 7, 126, they told him, and you take vengeance on us only because we believed in the ayat, in Allah's verses, lessons and signs, etc., of our Lord when they reached us. That's why you are taking vengeance on us. Our Lord, then they invoked Allah, our Lord, pour out on us patience and cause us to die as Muslims. And cause us to die as Muslims. This is in chapter 7, Surah Al-A'raf 126. And He, the Exalted, informed that Balqis, the Queen of Yemen, her name is Balqis, the Queen of Yemen, and let's give some briefing about Balqis. Balqis, she's the daughter of Al-Haddad bin Sharhabil from the tribe of Humayr, the Queen of Saba. She is from the people of Ma'rib in Yemen. She accepted Islam the latter stage of her life after she received a letter from the Prophet of Allah, Sulaiman, Solomon, the story of which was mentioned in Surah An-Naml in chapter 16 in the Quran. It is said that he, Sulaiman alayhi salam, married her and she stayed with him. Other reports say that he kept her in charge of the Yemen kingdom then, and Allah knows best. But Allah informs about her, about the Queen of Yemen, when she said in her invocation, قَالَتَ رَبِّ إِنِّي ظَلَمْتُ نَفْسِي وَأَسْلَمْتُ مَعَ سُلَيْمَانَ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. As in Surah An-Naml, which is chapter 27, verse 44, it was said to her, enter a sarh, a glass surface. When he called her to come to his palace, it was said to her, enter a sarh, which is a glass surface with water underneath it, or a place. But when she saw it, she thought it was a pool, a pool of water, and she tucked up her clothes, uncovering her legs. Solomon said, verily it is sarh, it is a sarh, it's only a glass surface with water underneath it. She said, my lord, this is where she invoked Allah. She said, my lord, verily I have wronged myself. She, in the beginning she didn't believe, okay, but after that she said, I have wronged myself and I submit in Islam together with Sulaiman, together with Solomon, to Allah, the Lord of the Alameen, the Lord of all that exists. So again, we see the same trend of the prophets and the messengers and people like, in this case, Balqis and others, submitting to Allah in Islam. And concerning the prophets of Bani Israel as well. The prophets of Bani Israel, Allah the Most High said concerning them, as in chapter 4, which is Surah Al-Ma'idah, and verse 44, إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَا التَّوْرَاةَ فِيهَا هُدًى وَنُورٌ يَحْكُمُ بِهَا النَّبِيُّونَ الَّذِينَ أَسْلَمُوا لِلَّذِينَ هَادُوا. Verily we did send down the Torah, the Torah, to Musa, to Moses. Therein was guidance and light, by which the prophets, meaning the prophets from the children of Israel, who submitted themselves to Allah's will, الَّذِينَ أَسْلَمُوا, الَّذِينَ أَسْلَمُوا, those who submitted themselves to Allah's will, judged for the Jews. They judged by the Torah. And He, the Most High, subhanahu wa ta'ala, spoke about Jesus, about Isa alayhi salam, the Messiah, and His disciples as well. And this is in Surah Al-Imran.
Al-Imran, chapter 3, verse 52. فَلَمَّا أَحَسَّ عِيسَى مِنْهُمُ الْكُفْرَ قَالَ مَنْ أَنصَارِي إِلَى اللَّهِ قَالَ الْحَوَارِيُّونَ نَحْنُ أَنصَارُ اللَّهِ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَاشْهَدْ بِأَنَّا مُسْلِمُونَ رَبَّنَا آمَنَّا بِمَا أَنزَلْتَ وَاتَّبَعْنَا الرَّسُولَ فَاكْتُبْنَا مَعَ الشَّاهِدِينَ. Then when Isa, Jesus, came to know of their disbelief, he said, who will be my helpers in Allah's cause? The disciples said, we are the helpers of Allah. We believe in Allah and bear witness that we are Muslims, meaning submit to Allah alone in worship. Our Lord, we believe in what you have sent down, and we follow the messenger Jesus Isa to write, so write us down among those who bear witness to the truth of man has the right to worship but Allah. And this is in chapter 3, Surah Al-Imran, chapter 3, verses 52 and 53.
As well as in the other surah, which is the other surah, yes, which is Surah 5, verse 111. وَإِذْ أَوْحَيْتُ إِلَى الْحَوَارِيِّينَ أَنْ آمِنُوا بِي وَبِرَسُولِي قَالُوا آمَنَّا وَاشْهَدْ بِأَنَّنَا مُسْلِمُونَ. And when I, Allah, revealed to Al-Hawariyun, meaning the disciples, and when I, Allah, revealed to the disciples of Jesus to believe in me and my messenger, they said, we believe and bear witness that we are Muslims. You see the same thing. As you have noticed now, if you go and check all the verses that we have cited for you here, it's the same thing, that bear witness that we are Muslims, or make us die on the state of Islam. So this deen, this is the conclusion where Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, this great scholar of subhanahu wa ta'ala, mercy be upon him. So this is the deen of the first, this is the religion of the first and the last from the prophets and their followers. It is the religion of Islam. And it is the worship of Allah alone, who has no partners or associates. And his worship at all times and places is the obedience of his messengers alayhi wassalam, may Allah's salam be upon all of them. Man will be a true believer or a true worshipper of Allah if he worships him in ways that oppose that brought forth by the messengers, as it is the case with those whom Allah described in the verse, أَمْ لَهُمْ شُرَكَاءُ شَرَعُوا لَهُمْ مِنَ الدِّينِ مَا لَمْ يَأْذَنْ بِهِ اللَّهِ. This is in Surah Ash-Shura, 42:21. Or have they partners with Allah, false gods, meaning who have instituted for them a religion which Allah has not ordained? Let them show these partners. Let them show their religions. The second point in his third chapter, the obedience to the messengers is obedience to Allah. None therefore can be a believer in Allah except the one who worships him by obeying his messengers, and none can be a believer in Allah as well as a worshipper of Allah except the one who believes in all of his messengers and obeys the messenger sent to him. Believes in all of the messengers and also obeys the messenger sent to him. And this is a very important point that Shaykh al-Islam rahimahullah is hinting at, or is really making clear. He said, none can be a believer in him, in Allah, as well as a worshipper of Allah, except the one who believes in all of the messengers and obeys the messenger sent to him. So every messenger is to be obeyed until the coming of the next one. Then obedience will be to the second messenger. And in this case, when there is a final messenger coming, then obedience must be to the final messenger, and that is Muhammad. And that he is Muhammad. That's why Allah says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِن رَسُولٍ إِلَّا لِيُطَاعَ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ, as in Surah An-Nisa, chapter 4, verse 64. We sent no messenger but to be obeyed by Allah's leave. The third point, the ruling of those who make distinction between the messengers. The ruling concerning those who make distinction between the messengers. Anyone who makes distinction between the messengers, believing in some and disbelieving in others, is an unbeliever. Is an unbeliever. As Allah the Exalted said in Surah An-Nisa, which is chapter 4, verses 150 to 152, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَكْفُرُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَرُسُلِهِ وَيُرِيدُونَ أَن يُفَرِّقُوا بَيْنَ اللَّهِ وَرُسُلِهِ وَيَقُولُونَ نُؤْمِنُ بِبَعْضٍ وَنَكْفُرُ بِبَعْضٍ وَيُرِيدُونَ أَن يَتَّخِذُوا بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ سَبِيلًا. There are those who disbelieve in Allah and His messengers and wish to make distinction between Allah and His messengers by believing in Allah and disbelieving in His messengers, saying, we believe in some but reject others, and wish to adopt a way in between. What about them? أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْكَافِرُونَ حَقًّا وَأَعْتَدْنَا لِلْكَافِرِينَ عَذَابًا مُهِينًا. Truly, they are in disbelievers. Or they are in truth disbelievers. And we have prepared for the disbelievers a humiliating torment. Also in the last chapter here that we cited, in the last verse that we cited from Surah An-Nisa, chapter 4, verse 152, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرُسُلِهِ وَلَمْ يُفَرِّقُوا بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ أُولَٰئِكَ سَوْفَ يُؤْتِيهِمْ أُجُورَهُمْ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. And those who believe in Allah and His messengers and make no distinction between any of them, between the messengers, we shall give them their rewards. And Allah is ever oft forgiving, most merciful. Then he, rahimahullah, continued by saying, and since Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the final and last messenger, and because there is no other messenger after him, nor there is anyone to revive the religion, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to establish from the means to revive the religion that will lead to its prevalence, as he has promised in his book. Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Therewith he makes apparent the merits of faith and its commendability, while exposing the bad vice of disbelief and its evil. And one of the greatest means of prevalence of faith and religion, look at this great point that he is making, and one of the greatest means of prevalence of faith and religion, as well as the true reality of the messenger's news, is the appearance of their opponents. The appearance of their... So the appearance of the opponents to the messengers, and this also takes the same lining, in the sense that the appearance of those who oppose the believers as well. So one of the greatest needs of prevalence of the truth is the appearance of the opponents from the plain liars. As Allah the Most High said in the following verses, in Surah Al-An'am chapter 6, verses 112-115, He says, وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَا لِكُلِّ نَبِيٍّ عَدُوًا شَيَاطِينَ الْإِنْسِ وَالْجِنِّ يُوحِي بَعْضُهُمْ إِلَى بَعْضٍ زُخْرُفَ الْقَوْلِ غُرُورًا وَلَوْ شَاءَ رَبُّكَ مَا فَعَلُوهُ فَذَرْهُمْ وَمَا يَفْتَرُونَ. And so we have appointed for every prophet enemies, shayateen, devils among mankind and jinn, inspiring one another with adorned speech as a delusion or by way of deception. If your Lord has had so willed, they would not have done it. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have done it for a wisdom and for a purpose. And this purpose is that to make the religion prevail when these contrasts are there. So leave them alone with their fabrications. وَلِتَصْغَى إِلَيْهِ أَفْئِدَةُ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ وَلِيَرْضَوْهُ وَلِيَقْتَرِفُ مَا هُمْ مُخْتَرِفُونَ. And this is in order that the hearts of those who believe in the hereafter may incline to such deceit, and that they may remain pleased with it, and that they may commit what they are committing, all kinds of sins and evils. Then he ends up by saying, أَفَغَيْرَ اللَّهِ أَبْتَغِي حَكَمًا وَهُوَ الَّذِي أَنزَلَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْكِتَابَ مُفَصَّلًا. Say, O Muhammad, then to them, shall I take or seek a judge other than Allah, while it is He who sent down unto you the book, the Quran, and explained it in detail? وَالَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابَ يَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّهُ مُنَزَّلٌ مِّن رَبِّكَ بِالْحَقِّ فَلَا تَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْمُمْتَرِينَ. And those unto whom we gave the scriptures, the Torah and the Injil, the Gospel, know that it is revealed from your Lord in truth, so be not you of those who doubt. And certainly He, صلى الله عليه وسلم, is in no doubt regarding that. وَتَمَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ صِدْقًا وَعَدْلًا. Also in chapter 6, that the word of Allah will, you know, has been fulfilled and will be fulfilled, and it will be prevailing, as in chapter 6, 115. وَتَمَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ صِدْقًا وَعَدْلًا لَا مُبَدِّلَ لِكَلِمَاتِهِ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. And the word of your Lord has been fulfilled in truth and in justice. None can change His words, and He is the All-Hearer, the All-Knower, the All-Knower. And He is exalted. Subhanahu wa ta'ala said in chapter 25:27-31, وَيَوْمَ يَعَضُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَى يَدَيْهِ يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِ اتَّخَذْتُ مَعَ الرَّسُولِ سَبِيلًا. We just heard these verses here when we began our program. And remember the day when the wrongdoers, the oppressors, the polytheists will bite at their hands. And they will say, oh, would that I had taken a path with the messenger, meaning Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. Ya waylata, he will be regretful. Ya waylata, laytani lam attakhid fulanan khalila. Ah, woe to me, would that I had never taken so and so as Khalil, as an intimate friend. لقد أضلني عن الذكر بعد إذ جاءني وكان الشيطان للإنسان خذولا. He indeed led me astray from the reminder of His Quran, and after it had come to me. And Shaitan, Satan, is to man ever deserter in the hour of need. He deserts man in the hour of need. وقال الرسول يا ربي إن قومي اتخذوا هذا القرآن مهجورا. And the messenger Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم will say, oh my Lord, verily my people deserted this Quran, neither listened to it nor acted on its laws and teachings. And this means that from this ummah there will be those, from my ummah, from my people, there will be those who neither listens to the Quran nor act on its laws nor act upon its teachings. Then he said, here is the verse where the point that was made by Shaykh al-Islam rahimahullah earlier. This is the verse, وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَا لِكُلِّ نَبِيٍّ عَدُوًا مِّنَ الْمُجْرِمِينَ وَكَفَى بِرَبِّكَ هَادِيًا وَنَصِيرًا, which is the same 25, verse 31. Thus we have made for every prophet as enemy among the disbelievers, the polytheists, the criminals, but sufficient is your Lord as the guide and helper. Sufficient is your Lord as the guide and helper. This is because when the truth is denied, he said, rahimahullah, when the truth is denied and opposed with doubts, Allah the Exalted will erect in its support from the clear signs by which he will establish the truth and falsify falsehood, manifested in what he makes evident from the clear proofs of the truth and the corruption of the refutable opposing proofs. Thus when the mushriks belied the Quran, the polytheists belied the Quran and exerted the effort to revoke it by all means, though he challenged them to bring forth the like of it, which is the Quran, then to produce the like of 10 chapters and then even 1 chapter, then that constituted a proof for the people of understanding, a proof for the mushriks' incompetence to oppose the truth, despite the strong efforts and the means at their disposal, and therefore in this there was a prevalence for the truth. In this there was a prevalence for the Quran upon a prevalence on their opposition. This constitutes the part that I have prepared from the first chapter, and inshallah we'll continue on preparing more and more of the inshallah of the this great masterpiece of so much benefits in it, which is entitled Al-Jawab al-Sahih liman baddala deen al-Masih, the correct response for those who altered the religion of Jesus alayhi salam. And as you see from the chapter 1, he is making these important points as a prelude for that will come later, when he will start debating the priest concerning the misconcepts that was held and the corrupt beliefs concerning Jesus alayhi salam that was held by the Christians. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen on all of that, and I ask him subhanahu wa ta'ala to make the task easy, and inshallah also I ask him subhanahu wa ta'ala to help you all exert the effort in order to inshallah benefit from this work of Shaykh al-Islam rahimahullah ta'ala. Innahu ala kulli shay'in qadir. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is able to do all things. So this, yani, inshallah, covers the first part of our talk, and then in about 2 minutes, inshallah, we'll go for the next chapter.